now we've reached the stage in our website development where we need to think about choosing a designer. Now, for most business owners, self-employed people, or managers, you do have a choice of four different routes to go. There may be others, but there are four main routes. The first one is that you do it yourself. The second one is, which is closely aligned to that, is that somebody you know will do it for you. So maybe a friend of a friend, a cousin's best friend, whatever it might be, somebody who has some experience in doing that. It may be that you have an employee who can do that or who has responsibility for doing that in bigger companies, and you may look to contract it out to a third party as a fourth option. The contracting out, again, the range of people you contract it out to will depend a lot on the size of the company that you have and the budget that you have. And that will really be a determining factor for all of these things. So I'm going to discuss the virtues, pros and cons of each of these particular methods over the next few broadcasts. But regardless of which route you go, whether you're contracted out, whether you use an employee, whether it's a friend of a friend, whether you do it yourself, remember that you have responsibility for that overall process. It's you that has responsibility for delivering people into your business through the internet. You may not have the skills to do it necessarily. You may not fully understand the process, but it's your responsibility. So whether you use a designer in-house or from outside, then you must control what they do. It's not for them to dictate what your business will get on the internet and how it's going to get, etc. You must maintain and control that overall process. It's your responsibility at the end of the day. So the next few posts, looking at the pros and cons, depending on your budget and size of business, of the different methods of have a site developed and designed.